T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got Joe Brennan on the phone, president, CEO of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. They have this one of those snappy jingles, CBIA.
Health Connections.
Yeah. Joe, how are you?
Nice voice there. Hey,
Thank you.
Well, we work it out.
We're working.
We're
you know, it's just spur of the moment. Give us time. We can be your new jingle guys.
We can practice.
Yeah. So the state added 3,600 total net jobs last year. The private sector employment increased by 5,500 or 0.4%. How do those numbers stand up? What should we have been looking for there?
Well, to be honest, we were a little disappointed. You know, we did have pretty good growth in our overall economy in 2019, but the jobs didn't match up. You know, at the 0.4% increase in the private sector or 0.2% increase overall, you know, it's only about a third or less than what the private sector did in New England. So, and across the U.S. So, yeah, it was a little disappointing. You know, we did add some jobs in manufacturing and some other areas, but just not the numbers we were looking for.
Joe, I'm going to go back for a minute. How do we compare to the rest of the country and specifically New England?
Okay, well, just, you know, for private sector, let's talk private
sector.
Yeah,
let's go there. Yeah.
We grew at 0.4%, so the rest of New England grew at 1.2, so three times.
Oh, okay.
The national economy grew at 1.5, so almost four times what we did. And unfortunately, that's been the pattern over the last several years. We've lagged the region and lagged the U.S. both in economic growth and in job growth.
In fact, if I'm right, reading your maps, isn't New Hampshire the only state that had less private sector job growth in New England than we did?
Yeah, you know, New Hampshire and Vermont, you know, are kind of around Connecticut often when we look at these figures. You know, the surprising thing, Rhode Island had the highest percent increase of any state in New England. You know, and we used to outperform Rhode Island. So, you know, there's warning signs out there. As I said earlier, we did have good growth in each of the first three quarters of 2019. We don't have the fourth quarter numbers yet. So we're, like I said, optimistic that our numbers would creep up. I remember when 10,000 new jobs was a so-so year, you know, and
here the good old days.
3,600 overall.
Well, does that, because of the difference, Joe, do you guys have to reset your expectations?
Well, I think we just have to work harder and be a little bit noisier at the Capitol. That, you know, this has been an ongoing pattern. If this was a 1 year, you could say it's a one-off and we'll bounce back next year. But it's been kind of year after year after year. And, you know, the legislature has a lot of things on their plate, but we end up, you know, passing a lot of things that might take care of a small problem, but we're not really addressing the economy to the degree I think we need to. And I think Governor Lamont gets this. You know, he's been pushing hard on trying to change things. But when you've got these long-term unfunded liabilities that you and I have talked about a lot over the years and ongoing budget deficits, it just kind of has a chilling effect, effect on investment in the state, which is what we really need. We need more cranes in the air, more people investing, building buildings here and moving jobs here. And we're working hard to get there, but we're just not there yet.
Well, Joe and I have the governor in once a month. We had him in last time around. I think the guy really, his heart's in the right place. Question is, how far can he go with it? Because you've got some people who are going to push back.
Well, I think, you know, I listened last week and he talked on your show, and he talks a lot about the fact that we're going to have, in his numbers, a third to a quarter or a quarter to a third of the state employees retiring over the next couple of years. So I think that's an enormous opportunity for the state of Connecticut to try to reduce the cost of government, using technology, doing things in a smarter way, outsourcing some work, as the governor talked about. So if we can, you know, start having some resources to pay off those long-funded liabilities and reducing some of the taxes that make us non-competitive, I think it's a great opportunity for Connecticut. And if we pass up that opportunity and just do business as usual, then I think we're going to just stay in this, you know, period of very slow growth.
Joe Brennan, President, CEO of CBIA, with us here on the morning show with Ray and Joe. When you say your last statement, Joe, when you talk about cutting some taxes, doing some things like that, what in particular is CBIA support?
Well, you know, there's a whole host of things, Joe. Some of them are technical. I won't go into detail, but just around investments in Connecticut and how those investments are taxed. But, you know, I hear a lot of from people about the estate tax. We're the only state left in the country that has a combined estate and gift tax. And that just drives a lot of wealth out of the state of Connecticut. So I think that has to be looked at. And some, you know, more arcane things on the corporate side I won't go into. But, you know, overall our tax, corporate tax, is fairly competitive. There are just some things that, again, have a chilling effect on investment that I think we need to clean up over time.
Joe, I noticed in the employment numbers, would I be correct in thinking that growth of government is slower in the state now?
Yeah, two things there, right? Number one, remember that casino jobs, Indian reservation jobs, are included in the government number. So as the casinos get more competition from other states and may have fewer people, that goes into the government job, number one. And number two, yeah, I think governments, both at the state level and at the local level, are trying to, you know, not fill some positions as they come open.
Yeah.
We've talked in the past how Governor Malloy did try to reduce the overall state workforce during his term. So we have seen some progress there, you know, but what you want is more opportunities in the private sector. We don't want people losing their jobs and have nowhere to go. So if somebody leaves government, you want a lot of opportunities in the private sector. And we do have those, you know, in manufacturing. Just a lot of people don't either, you know, are driven toward manufacturing, have the skills to go into those jobs. That's a big challenge for Connecticut, too.
When you look, and we're a couple of weeks away from the start of the new General Assembly, how do you and CBIA decide on your priorities right off the get-go, Joe, to lobby on?
Yeah, Joe, it really, you know, bubbles up through our membership. You know, we've got a large, diverse membership from the very largest companies in Connecticut down to the
How many members?
We've got about 5,000 member companies, and they range from the, again, you know, global conglomerates down to, you know, companies with one or two employees. So we spend, you know, a lot of the time a year through councils and task forces we have and our board of directors, you know, looking at what are the priorities. Some of it is reactive, knowing what's going to come up in the General Assembly that session and being prepared for that. And it's interesting, you know, we get our folks together. The first thing they usually say is, look, just do no harm. You know, just do anything else.
Leave it as it is.
Drive up our costs or put new mandates on us. You know, just let us, you know, use that engine of the private sector to drive growth here. But unfortunately, we end up spending a lot of our time just trying to defend against things that'll drive up the costs or hit new mandates or, you know, burdens on employers.
Right. If you just left things alone.
That's often the case.
Leave it alone. Yeah, but the other thing is, and I do know this, 2022, don't we get to the paid family medical leave?
Yeah, you know, it's 2021, it's going to start in one form, and then 2022 people take benefits. So, yeah, you know, I know we've talked on your show and
yes,
others from CBI have talked about it. The big issue there for us is that it goes down to companies with one employee or more. Almost every mandate that gets put on employers, either by the federal government or state government, exempts, let's say, companies with 50 or fewer employees or 25 or fewer employees. This essentially exempts no one. So those really small businesses are going to be facing a minimum wage that is going to go up by a dollar an hour every year for the next several years and have this new mandate. And employees are all going to be paying for it. I don't think a lot of employees
here
realize that.
Right. Well, one way or the other, you do.
Hey, Joe, thanks.
It's definitely coming, you know, directly out of their pay.
So, I know.
I don't think a lot of people realize that.
No, probably not. Joe,
we'll
thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks,
Good
Joe.
Luck. Thank you.
Good talking to you. CBIA.com is where you can find more information. You like that one a lot.
I love that jingle. That's a good jingle.
It used to be every day at noon. CBIA.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.